Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Merida Zine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
I do not know why natural resources is so difficult for me to say. It could be the fact that I've had just one cup of coffee. But fortunately, you know some people who can not only say it, they can do it. And that's your master gardeners.
Yes, they can definitely do it, or at least help you guys out with that. Yeah, my master gardeners have been busy, especially this year. They kicked the year off with that garden symposium, and they had a wonderful turnout. And they're just going to keep on rolling with some programs. So a couple programs that I really want to get the word out about is, the first one is our Seeds for Kids program. And yes, this is exactly what you think it might be. It's a program for the youth in the area. Our group has probably done this at least, I don't know, they've been doing this for a while now. And we've been slowly getting our numbers increasing with this program. And what this is, it's a fun, enjoyable way for kids to learn about planting flowers. We provide free seed packets of zucchini, zinnia, sunflower, and marigolds. So those four different types of flowers or vegetable in there. And the kids get to pick up these free seed packets. You can pick them up here at the Payola Extension Office, or if you're down by Mound City Extension Office. We will also have the packets available at our upcoming Touch a Truck event on April 6th at the Miami County Fairgrounds. And then also at the next program that I will be talking about later on, the Master Gardeners Plant Sale is another place that you can pick those seeds up. So like I said, these are free seeds. The kids come in. We have a little short form for them to fill out, just kind of gathering some information, also getting an email so we can send monthly to bi-weekly updates of, hey, you should be getting your seeds in the ground. This is how you should plant them. This is where you should plant them. Also on watering, information like that. We have a couple extra handouts. So kids get to plant these seeds, watch them grow, and then the neat thing, kids actually get to exhibit these marigolds, zinnias, sunflowers, and zucchini at the Miami County Fair. We have the Seeds for Kids contest. It's in the open class portion of the Miami County Fair, so you don't have to live in Miami County to be able to participate in this. You can come and grab those seeds, plant them, grow them, and then you get to exhibit them in the county fair and see how well you did. So a couple of the neat, and I wish I was this creative, honestly. One of the classes at the county fair is the best decorated zucchini. And I don't know how these kids are so creative, but all of that is so cool to walk through that building and see the different ideas these kids come up with these zucchinis. I think last year we had a dinosaur zucchini. And then, yeah, it's so creative to see what those kids think and want to do with that. And then another one of those classes is actually the tallest sunflower stalk. So if you grow those sunflower seeds and provide nutrients, so like fertilizer and the right amount of water and sunlight, try and get that sunflower as tall as you can and bring that in, and you can compete in that class. I think one year we actually had sunflowers that were brought in via a stock trailer.
Oh, wow.
They were that long, they needed the stock trailer to bring them in. So it's really neat to see these kids actually get that full experience. They get to plant those seeds themselves. They take care of them. They watch them grow. And then, they get to exhibit them at the Miami County Fair and say, hey, I got the best decorated zucchini at the fair. I got the tallest sunflower stalk. So it's a really neat, fun, free event that these kids get to do.
That sounds fantastic. I especially like the idea of the decorated zucchinis. That'd be worth driving out to the fair just to see that.
Yes, like I said, I am envious of these kids. Like, I don't have that creativity, and it's just amazing. It's like, I would never have thought about doing that.
So I might stick wheels
on them.
It is.
It's a really neat event for these kids. And like I said, you don't have to be in Miami County to participate in this. If you want to be able, if you think this is a really neat idea, please jot over to Payola office and pick up some seed packets.
Or go to the Touch a Truck event, too. Get your
seed
packets.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Now, I think you mentioned the Master Gardeners have something else that's going on.
Yes. Yep. I wanted to get the save the date out for the Master Gardeners annual plant sale. Now, this is a 3-day plant sale. It will be April 25th, 26th, and 27th this year. And we host that plant sale in the parking lot right in front of our office. So when you're coming down Old KC Road, you cannot miss it. We shut down half of the parking lot, and we have a whole bunch of tables and a whole bunch of flowers, trees, native plants, herbs, annuals, perennials, vegetables, succulents. And then they also have a beautiful arrangement of hanging baskets. And then pollinator plants, that's probably one of our biggest draw, is we have some very unique pollinator plants and butterfly host plants. They will also be doing a free gardening book exchange. So a lot of my master gardeners, if they have extra books or books that they don't use anymore but are still very beneficial, we have a free gardening book exchange. So also if you have some laying around, you can bring some and take some. So this is a fundraiser for the group. All the money from this fundraiser actually goes back to the group and allows us to be able to do more community events, allows us to keep up with our trial garden, and also all the other community service gardens that we help throughout the district with. And then also that money allows us to do a couple scholarships for local 4-H'ers. So it's just a really neat fundraiser for the group. And then also, my master gardeners love answering questions. So if you have a whole bunch of questions but don't really want to buy anything, please come down and ask those questions. We will have a Lucy booth for people to stop in and ask questions, as well as a table with the Seeds for Kids packets. And then it's just a really neat, fun experience, and I'm hoping Mother Nature is nice to us this year because we will be outside. But it's just a really neat, awesome fundraiser and social event too. We have a lot of people that come down from either Topeka area, Kansas City area, and stuff like that, just because it's a really neat event. So please feel free to stop by on April 25th, 26th, and 27th. Thursday the 25th, the sale will be open at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock for sure. We don't open the gates until 9 o'clock. So we will have a line wrapping around the parked cars because we don't open the gates till 9 o'clock, and then we go to 5 o'clock that night. Friday morning, we open at 9 again, and we go to 6 o'clock that night. And then on Saturday, the 27th, we open at 9 o'clock, and we will close at 1 o'clock. So it's just a really neat event for you guys to come out and get those native plants, those pollinator plants, or grab some tomato or pepper plants for you. So
I'm probably going to pass on the tomato plants because anybody who knows me knows my incredible run of bad luck with tomatoes, but I wouldn't mind checking out a few peppers. Who knows?
Yeah, and I've seen the list of plants that we're getting this year, and there's some unique peppers on there, so I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
The idea of being able to add something to my butterfly garden, that appeals to me too. Some good stuff coming up, as usual. And we thank you for the information. If folks need some more information or want to get a hold of you, let's have that number, please.
Yeah, give me a call at our Paola Extension office. Our number is 913-294-4306.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Caitlin. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's always fun to think about things you can get out and about to do. We'll be catching up with you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.